Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cat pulled over your eyes. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/minute for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/minute.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, July 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've told you how rising gas prices are causing more companies to offer perks, like fuel stipends and gift cards, to help their workers deal with higher prices at the pump. Now the IRS is stepping in with a perk of sorts for self-employed workers who use their car to do their job. It's taken the unusual step of raising the standard mileage deduction in the middle of the year.
So basically, as a self-employed person, you want to maximize your tax deductions so you pay less in taxes. In this case, for driving miles, you log your business miles driven and multiply the miles by the IRS set standard mileage rate to calculate your deductions.
But the deductions go beyond just the miles you drove for work. Our personal finance reporter Ashley Ebling did a top-to-bottom review of the driving-related tax breaks for self-employed workers, and she'll join us to talk about it after the break.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cat pulled over your eyes. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/minute for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/minute.
High gas prices are putting the squeeze on everyone's household budgets, but for self-employed people, it's adding to their business expenses too. The IRS is aware, and this month it raised the amount that self-employed workers can take as a standard mileage deduction to account for sticker shock at the pump. So how does it work, and what other ways can self-employed people benefit? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashley Ebling's been looking into that, and she joins us to discuss. Hey, Ashley, thank you so much for being with us.
Nice to be here, JR.
So, Ashleya, the IRS raised the standard mileage rate to 62.5 cents. Can you just explain what that means, and how does this benefit work, and who does it affect?
It helps self-employed taxpayers who drive for their job. So not people who commute to work, not like 9-to-5 commuters, but rideshare drivers, real estate agents, landscapers. Those are the people who file their taxes and have a business Schedule C on their tax return. So basically, as a self-employed person, you want to maximize your tax deductions so you pay less in taxes. In this case, for driving miles, you log your business miles driven and multiply the miles by the IRS set standard mileage rate to calculate your deduction. So when the standard mileage rate is higher, 62.5%, you're going to end up with a bigger deduction. For every 1,000 miles you drive, you'd get a $625 deduction. So just to be clear, the IRS isn't reimbursing you for the cost of gasoline. The 62.5 cents a mile includes gas costs, but it also has a component for depreciation, the wear and tear on your car.
Okay, but that's not the only way that self-employed people can account for driving expenses. Are there ways besides the standard deduction that can maybe save them more money?
Well, there are actually two different methods for calculating this deduction. So self-employed workers can often do better by skipping the standard mileage deduction and instead calculating their actual car expenses. So to do that, what they have to do is prorate their expenses between business use and personal use. And you also get to take a separate depreciation deduction. So the bottom line is that often ends up that you have more dollars in your pocket at the end of the tax year.
Okay, and so for car expenses, what typically is included in expenses that you can deduct? And is there a cap on expenses you can claim?
There's no cap, so that's what makes it really a great deal. It includes gas, oil changes, tires, repairs, insurance. It's just a broad list. Even car property taxes, if you're in a state that levies those. Even waxing, detailing.
Oh, wow. Waxing and detailing, too.
Yeah. So if you're a real estate agent driving a Cadillac or a Mercedes, you want your car to be in tip-top shape. So that's included.
Now, whenever we talk about the IRS and deductions, there's always a lot of paperwork involved. So what kind of records do people need to keep?
This is of utmost importance. If you're audited, you actually do have to show records. For the standard mileage rate deduction, it's a little easier. You really just have to have the mileage log, including the day you drove, the miles driven, and the business purpose of the trip. For the actual expenses method, you need more records, including receipts of all your expenses, those oil changes and the detailing. And then you also need to do the calculations showing the business use percentage, how much you use the car for business versus personal use. And watch out, because the IRS can disallow any deduction that's not properly documented.
You know, Ashley, that can mean a lot of numbers and slips of paper to keep track of during the course of the year. Are there tools to help people simplify all this?
So I talked to a real estate agent in Dallas who, she was unaware of this actual expenses method when she started out as a realtor until her tax advisor explained how it would dramatically increase her deductions. She just uses an Excel spreadsheet to track all her expenses. Another option would be Microsoft has Mile IQ, which is a great app that makes it easy to do.
All right, so it sounds like there are some decent savings to be had using either the standard deduction or by tracking your actual expenses. But which method would save you more money?
So like many things with taxes, it depends. What you probably want to do is calculate your miles using the standard method, and then you want to add up your actual costs, and then you see which yields a bigger tax break. Timing really matters too. If you know you're going to get a new car in a year or two, you probably want to just take the standard mileage deduction. And that's what happened to the real estate agent I talked to from Dallas. She racked up so much miles on her old car and upgraded to a new Cadillac, and she started driving it for work this year. When she files her 2022 taxes, she's going to get both the depreciation allowance for the new car coupled with the actual expenses deduction.
Now, can people bounce back and forth between the two different methods?
Again, it depends. If you start with actual expenses method in the first year you own the car, then you have to stick with it for the life of the car. But if you start with the standard mileage rate method, then you can switch back and forth. So that's a lot of work for taxpayers. It goes back to the record keeping.
And Ashleya, what if somebody has an electric vehicle they use for work? How does this work out for them?
You can actually still get the deduction even with an electric vehicle, and you have the choice of using either calculation. So there's no separate IRS mileage rate yet for EVs or hybrids. So EV owners can get the full benefit, even though they're charging their cars with electricity, not paying for gas.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ashleya Ebling. Ashleya, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.